Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week. And in the fourth aliyah of Parashat Korach, we have seven psukim. This aliyah is a continuation of the last aliyah. At the end of the last aliyah, after Korach and his colleagues are destroyed, B'nai Yisrael complain. And Hashem wants to destroy them with a magefa, with a plague. Aaron burns ketoret and stops the plague, which claimed 14,700 lives, not counting those who died with Korach and his arguments. In this aliyah, as the magefa is spreading, Moshe tells Aharon to take a pan, a machta, and put burning coals in the pan and to place ketoret on the mizbeach. The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Valozhin Yeshiva, he says the following in his Perush to the Torah HaAmik Davar. He points out a subtle difference between what Moshe told Aharon to do and with what Aharon actually did. When Moshe tells Aharon to bring the ketoret on the mizbeach, the Torah says in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Moshe el Aharon, kach et hamachta, v'ten aleha esh me'al hamizbeach, v'sim ketoret, v'holech mehera el ha'eda v'chaper aleihem, ki yatza ha'ketzef milifnei Hashem hechel hanagef. Says Moshe to Aharon, go take this pan, put fire, put coals in the pan, put ketoret on that, and go in and bring the ketoret. Maybe Hashem, Emir Hashem, will stop the magefa. But the words he uses are, v'sim ketoret, place ketoret into the machta, and then again, eventually onto the, by the mizbeach. So Moshe says, v'sim ketoret. However, Aharon, in the very next pasuk, does something slightly different. It's Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Bet. Vayikach Aharon kasher diber Hashem, vayaratz el toch hakahal, vihine hechel hanegef ba'am, vayitein et haktoret, vayichaper al ha'am. Says the Torah that Aharon did everything that Moshe said to do. But there is one difference. There's one change. When Moshe said to place the ketoret, he said the words v'sim ketoret. What does Aharon do in Pasuk Yud Bet? Vayitein et haketoret. Seems like nothing. Okay, v'sim ketoret, vayitein et haketoret. But the Netziv says that this difference, v'lav davar reik hu. It's not a nothing. It's not a nothing. There is a difference between v'sim ketoret and vayitein et haketoret. Says the Netziv that sometimes the Torah tells a Kohen to place ketoret, lasim, and sometimes the Torah says, or Chazal afterwards say, latet, to give. What's the difference? The Netziv says that lasim means to place something very carefully, very organized, in a very methodical way. For example, the Mishnah in the sixth parak of Masechet Tamid says that the ketoret had to be placed very carefully so that when the fire burns the ketoret, the Kohen's hands don't get burned. That's lasim, to place very in an organized way. But sometimes the Kohen is told to place the ketoret quickly, disorganized, latet, almost to throw, just place it down there. Don't lay it in an organized way. And that, says the Netziv, is what happened here as well. Moshe told Aharon to do what you're always supposed to do. Lasim ktoret. Place it in an organized, methodical way. But Aharon, by the time he gets to the Mizbeach, in Pasuk Yud Bet, the Torah says, V'hine heichel hanegef ba'am. People were dying. People were dying. It's pikuach nefesh. He had to throw it down. Latet et haketoret. He couldn't lasim et haketoret anymore. He had to latet et haketoret. What an important lesson here. Obviously, rules have to be followed. Yes, organization is valuable. But Aharon, who was the Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, knew that the people's lives were at stake here. Sometimes in emergency situations, we have to, so to speak, throw things down. Latet sometimes, and lasim sometimes. Have an amazing day, everyone.